Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse by Charlie Mackesy is a modern illustrated fable that pairs simple drawings with short reflections about kindness, courage, friendship, and self-acceptance. Built around a quiet journey, it introduces four unlikely companions who meet in the open landscape and learn to care for one another as they travel. The book's power comes from its clarity. It speaks in plain language about feelings many people struggle to name, including loneliness, fear, and the pressure to be strong. Rather than offering a conventional plot, it uses gentle scenes and brief exchanges to explore what it means to be human. Mackesy's style blends warmth and humor with moments of tenderness, making the reading experience feel like a conversation with a trusted friend. It is often approached as a gift book, a comfort read, or a companion for difficult seasons, inviting readers of many ages to pause and reflect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an unlikely companionship and what it teaches. At the heart of the book is the bond between four very different characters: the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse. Their differences are not treated as problems to fix, but as strengths that help the group survive and grow. The boy often represents vulnerability and longing for guidance. The mole brings appetite, curiosity, and a disarming honesty about comfort and fear. The fox carries a guarded presence shaped by hardship, while the horse offers steady reassurance and perspective. Together, they model friendship as something active, listening, staying, and choosing gentleness even when it is not easy. The book highlights how support can come from unexpected places and how care is not diminished by imperfection. Their connection also reframes independence. Instead of celebrating self-sufficiency at any cost, the story suggests that leaning on others can be brave. Many readers find the companionship especially meaningful because it feels inclusive and non-judgmental, reflecting real-life relationships where people arrive with different histories and still find a way to belong. Secondly, kindness is strength, not softness. A core message throughout the book is that kindness is not a fragile trait, but a form of courage. The characters consistently choose compassion, even when fear, mistrust, or pain might justify withdrawal. This stance challenges a common assumption that strength means emotional distance, stoicism, or dominance. Instead, strength appears as patience, forgiveness, and the willingness to offer reassurance. The fox in particular symbolizes how guardedness can form after being hurt and how gentleness can slowly rebuild trust. The narrative treats kindness as practical, not abstract. It is expressed through attention, small acts of care, and words that help someone keep going. The book also resists the idea that kindness must be earned through perfection. It implies that people are worthy of care simply because they are human, and that giving kindness does not require having everything figured out. For readers, this can translate into a more generous relationship with themselves and others, shifting from harsh self-criticism to a steadier, more supportive inner voice. Thirdly, emotional honesty and the permission to feel. Rather than telling readers to stay positive, the book makes space for complicated emotions. Fear, insecurity, loneliness, and uncertainty appear without being treated as failures. The characters acknowledge worry and self-doubt as normal parts of life, especially when facing change or feeling lost. This emotional honesty is a major reason the book resonates widely. It does not demand that readers perform confidence. The boy's questions and the mole's admissions show that vulnerability can be shared without shame. The fox's caution illustrates how the past can shape the present, while the horse often grounds the group with calm acceptance. The book frames emotional expression as a pathway to connection. When feelings are named, they become less isolating, and others can respond with care. Readers may recognize a quiet therapeutic effect. The story validates inner struggles while suggesting small, humane ways to carry them. It encourages pausing, checking in, and allowing feelings to exist without immediately trying to fix or suppress them. Fourthly, growth, mistakes, and self-acceptance. The journey the characters share functions as a metaphor for personal growth. Progress is not portrayed as a clean upward line. Instead, the book emphasizes that being human includes getting things wrong, feeling stuck, and needing help. The mole's humor and appetite often soften the seriousness of this theme, reminding readers that comfort and joy matter, even when life is uncertain. The story suggests that self-acceptance is not complacency, but a compassionate foundation for change. When people stop treating mistakes as proof they are unworthy, they can learn, repair, and try again. The characters also demonstrate that growth can be quiet. Sometimes it is simply choosing to continue, choosing to be kind, or choosing to ask for support. This perspective can be especially helpful for readers who feel behind, overwhelmed, or burdened by expectations. The book invites them to redefine success as becoming more truthful, more gentle, and more connected, rather than merely more impressive or productive. Lastly, the comfort of simplicity in a noisy world. One of the book's defining features is its simplicity, minimal scenes, brief reflections, and expressive illustrations that leave space for the reader's own experience. This simplicity is not shallow. It works like a pause button, countering the constant noise of modern life, where people are often pressured to consume more information than they can process. The book's pacing encourages rereading, reflection, and slow attention. Many people use it as a bedside book or a small ritual during stressful periods because it can be opened anywhere and still offer a complete moment. The gentle tone also makes its ideas accessible across ages, from younger readers who connect with the animals and drawings to adults who recognize the emotional truths beneath the surface. By avoiding complicated explanations, the book allows meaning to land directly. That openness helps readers project their own questions onto the journey and find words for what they may be carrying. In that way, simplicity becomes a form of care, a calm space where the reader can breathe. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want emotional reassurance without heavy theory, adults navigating stress, grief, burnout, or change, teens seeking language for feelings, and parents or teachers looking for a gentle way to discuss kindness, fear, and belonging. It can also work for people who do not typically read self-help because its insights arrive through story, character, and imagery rather than instruction. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. It helps normalize vulnerability, encourages kinder self-talk, and reminds you that connection and support are part of strength. Because the format is brief and illustrated, it can be returned to repeatedly, offering quick comfort on difficult days and steady perspective over time. Compared with similar inspirational books, it stands out for its restraint and warmth. It does not rely on complex frameworks, trendy jargon, or aggressive motivational pressure. Instead, it delivers human truths in a simple, memorable form that feels like a companion rather than a lecture. That lasting reread value makes it worth buying. If you would like to support Charlie McKenzie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.